Hi, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech executives worldwide, and our subject today is the never-ending story. Before we get into that, let me share that I'm happy to announce that I will be speaking at the Craft Conference in Budapest this June, COVID permitting. So I'm hoping to see you there. If you're going to attend, let me know. There's a link in the show notes with details about the conference and everything. Now let's talk about the never-ending story. I tweeted something the other week and I saw a lot of responses. People really seem to have liked what I talked about, and I thought I'll go a bit deeper into that. And what I talked about was the fact that you are never going to be done in our line of work. It is just something that we have to accept. I was just talking to a co-founder of a unicorn, incredibly successful, and he was discussing with me a bunch of problems that he has been working through in the past year. And I said, yeah, it's kind of like whack-a-mole, right? You finish something and another thing pops up. And he was grabbing his head and saying, yes, exactly. Now, the beauty of it is that he genuinely enjoys this. You know, he doesn't see this as Groundhog Day. He sees this as a challenge. He sees that he will never actually be done. It's not as if one day he will just mark off that last task and say, all right, that's it. This company is ready. I can now just sit by and do nothing. That is never going to happen. Even if you found a perfect solution for something, even if you achieved a really smooth working organization at a given point, things change. The market changes, there's a pandemic, people leave, you grow, you scale, things change, and you will have to solve new problems anew. If just thinking about that is making you feel distressed, feel as if you were just punched in the gut, what that means is that you either are not viewing things correctly, or, my friend, you are not in the right position for you. Because we have to accept that we are never going to be done. At least not in the tech executive line of work. You want to be done? I don't know, go build something. Physical, like a house. That's pretty much done when it's done. Our line of work just is not like that. And you have to accept it. You have to accept the fact that it always will require maintenance, iterations, testing stuff, changing stuff. Personally, I see it as part of the beauty. That is why I enjoy doing what I do. And I find that the best executives I work with are those who have the same viewpoint. They accept this as a healthy challenge. They want to see what is coming up next. They are eager to solve whatever new problem they have. And you know, I'm not talking about each and every little problem, right? Politics, someone being angry about someone else, yeah, that's not fun. But I'm talking about the real meaty problems you get with a growing organization. Now, if you can accept that, you are already on the right path. But if, again, you're feeling bad about this, you just imagine what is coming up in the next few weeks and you're just not feeling good about it, then let us consider what you might do. If this has been going on for a while, let me just ask you what I ask so many of my clients. Are you having fun? Now, I'm not asking, are you always having fun? Or is your work always fun? Because it shouldn't be and can't be, or we wouldn't call it work. But, you know, if you zoom out and you look at the trend, mostly, are your mornings fun or not? Are you getting up and you're eager to get to work, or are you waking up and you're already frustrated about the fact that there's another day of work ahead of you? If the concept of going to work, of doing what you need to be doing, is actually taking the wind out of you for weeks on end, you likely need to make a big change. Either change your job, change your position, or make a big change in how you do your work. I know it's tough, but that's the way it is. Just recently, I had to help another person realize that it's time to change positions. That's because life is short. If you cannot accept the never-ending story, if you're not eager to just turn another page and see what's coming up now, then either get another book or change your viewpoint. If you need to change jobs, change jobs. If you want to stay where you are, but you want to start doing it better, you want to improve how you view things, get some support systems around you. Be it a good mastermind group, be it a good advisor, or even a good book. I don't know what you need, but find the support system you need in order to grow. The bottom line is, if you're not happy about the never-ending story, you need to change something. Your life is too short, and you owe it to your team. Otherwise, you are doing them and yourself a disservice. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. I hope that I helped even one of you just realize that you need to make a real change in your day-to-day. If you have any questions or comments about this, as always, my email is in the show notes, and I'm always happy to hear from you. Just reach out. If you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. Coming out once a week with a link to my weekly article, weekly podcast, which is this, and 3 exclusive insights I don't share anywhere else. Thank you, and talk soon.